Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh.
Mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We're coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God get all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he says that he will draw all men unto him. So today we want to draw men and women, boys and girls, to the Almighty God. Yes, He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I proclaim unto you today that He has all power in His hand. I proclaim unto you today that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I proclaim unto you today that there is nothing too hard for Him. So we just want to bless the Lord. I believe the word of God that is saved. I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, I will bless His holy name. So today we are excited about the word of God. Today we're getting ready to just to go before the throne of grace. I want you to know today that you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. Your host is Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I am the preacher of the hour, and I want you to know that the Lord is speaking to His people on today, and we want you to be able to hear what thus says the word of God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for all that you have done, all, God, that you go ahead and do according to your word. We thank you, God, that that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And that word have we hid in our hearts that we would not sin against thee. We thank you, Lord God, for the souls that will be saved, the lives that will be changed. We thank you, God, that the bodies that will be healed today on this broadcast. Lord, we ask thee, Father, in the name of Jesus, every place that the sound of my voice goes forth, Father, we pray that someone will be healed, Lord God. Cities, those that are in cities, those that are in states, those that are in the United States of America, and those that are born. And we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I thank God for the power of the Most High God. I thank God for the Word of God. We need to live and we need to stand on the Word of God. There is nothing else that's going to be able to sustain us but the Word of God. And we're living in a time that we need to know that God, that He is God, and He is God all by Himself. We're going to be preaching today from Joshua, the 10th chapter. And our topic is the day that the sun stood still. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus, when I think about all the things that He's done for the men and the women of God and the Word of God, as we read the Word, my heart rejoices. My heart truly rejoices because even as the Lord has poured out His blessing, even as the Lord used the men and women of God to be able to do great and mighty deeds for Him, this day and the hour that we live in, that God will do great and mighty things in the day. In 2012, God will move and He will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And we're here going to be speaking from Joshua, the 10th chapter. And we see how the king of Jerusalem had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, and how he had utterly destroyed Ai and her king. And Joshua also, he had destroyed Jericho and her kings as well. And the king of Jerusalem had heard how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. They had joined up with Joshua. So they didn't like this. They knew that how great Gibeon was and how great Gibeon was a great city, and it was a warrior city. And so, therefore, because it was greater than Ai, all the men there were mighty men. They were mighty. And therefore, we began to read how the kings had risen up. These five kings had of the Amorites had rise up against Gileon. And so when they had rose up against them and were coming against them, when we go begin to read in that sixth verse of the 10th chapter of Joshua, and the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgad, saying, slight not thy hand from thy servant. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountain are gathered together against them. They didn't like the fact that Gideon had come together and joined up with Joshua and the Israelites. They did not like this, so they knew that they thought in their heart that I gathered all these other kings and that we will come against Gideon and we will destroy them. So therefore, when Gideon is sent to the man of God to let them know that they were in trouble, that they needed some help, to come quickly, slight not thy hand from thy servant, come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountain are gathered together against us. So Joshua descended from Galilee, from Gilgad, and he and all the people of war with them, and all the men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not them, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. I thank God when I can hear the voice of God, when God can speak to me through his word, when God can speak to me in that still voice, when I know that God's word is preparing me for my everyday walk, when I know that God is speaking to my heart, when God is began to touch the innermost parts of my spirit and to let me know that he is with me. The word of God let us know that he will never leave us. He said that he will never forsake us. Men and women, today, I need you to know that God is with you. If you have given your life to God, if you trusted in him, the word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And the word of God says that he will direct our path. We need God to direct our path. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to go anywhere without God directing our path. We don't need to get, we need not to get in the mindset that we can do things on our own, but we need to know that God, that he is God, and that he is God all by himself. So the Lord let Joshua know. He says unto them, fear not them, for I have delivered them to thy hand. What a word of encouragement. What a word to tell the man of God. He had to be encouraged, to let him know that he, the fear not, but I have delivered them into thy hand. They are already, I have delivered them into your hand, Joshua. You don't have to worry, but you, and don't fear. See, many times, the men and women of God, the boys and girls of the Most High God, they fear. But they get into a situation as Joshua was getting ready to get, and he was getting ready to go against five kings. He was getting ready for them to come against them as well. But the Lord, even before they even got there, the Lord let him know, don't fear. God, it's God's word to you today. Don't fear. No matter what is coming against you, no matter what you may be seeing, don't fear. No matter how big it may be, don't fear. No matter how complicated it may seem, don't fear. Don't fear. You must trust in God. God will deliver you out. Remember how he delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fire furnace. I don't know what kind of furnace you're in. I don't know what kind of situation you're in today, but I do know that God is able to deliver you today. Didn't I say that he is able to deliver you with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm? So Joshua, in that ninth verse of the Joshua, it says that Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgad all night. They were going, they were preparing, they were going against the enemy, but they already knew that it was already a big fight. They already knew that God had taken care and that God was going to take care of them. So whenever you get ready to go against the enemy try to come against the people of God, and if you are a person of God, you got to know that the Lord is on your side. And that no weapon that formed against you will prosper. Isaiah 54:17 tell us that no weapon that formed against us will prosper. And then in that 10th verse, and the Lord disconquered them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that goes up unto Beth-Horon, and smote them to Atkah unto Makkedah. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down to Beth-Horon that the Lord cast down great stone from heaven upon them unto Atkah, and they died. And they were more which died with hailstone than they the children of Israel slew with the sword. Look at God. God had already told him to fear not. God had it in control. No matter what they were confronting, God had it in control. And here's the word of God telling us that God has sent this hailstone storm, and the hailstone that came, it was able to destroy more of the men that Israel, more of the men that Joshua was able to slew with a sword. And here we see the Most High God. Sometimes we don't know how God is going to move on our behalf. We don't know sometimes how the battle is going to be won. But one thing that we can rest assured, that the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to God, and God is well able to fight every battle. I don't know what your fight is this morning. I don't know what the enemy is trying to come against you, but you must remember the word of God. You must stand on the word of God. You must know that great is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And the king, it seems like, of any person, in carnality, they would get frightened to know that these kings, their warriors, were coming against them. But yet, when God's word came forth, when God let them know that not the fear not, that he had delivered them into his hand. Not only that, the hailstorms, God was able to cause many of them to die that day because of the fact that God had sent a hailstone from heaven. But you just know, look what God is doing. You don't know how sometimes. I'm saying this, and I need you to know that sometimes you don't know how God is going to move on your behalf. But all you need to know is that God is going to move on your behalf, no matter what the situation is. So you may be in a hospital this morning, and you may the doctor has given you a bad report, and you don't know. The doctor says, you know, I've done all that we can, and there's nothing else that you can do, that we can do. But you know what? There is a God that sits up high, and he lifts down low. There's a God that's able to heal your body. There's a God that's able to heal cancer. There's a God that's able to heal leukemia. There's a God that's able to move in every area of your heart, in every area of the respiratory system, and the circulatory system. God is able to do anything that needs to be done. Either your kidney, God is able to hear that kidney. I don't know what you may be going through. Is it a financial problem that you're having? I I want you to know that God have that. God is able to move on your behalf. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be open. He said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God said that it shall be moved. So you know what? You need to trust the Lord. You need to look to God who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, my God. God is not going to send you out to go against the enemy, and he's not going to go with you. You may not see him visibly. You may not even feel it, but you got to know that God is with you. And, yes, it's a good feeling to know. It's a good thing to know. Even when God has spoken to Joshua and told him to fear not, that he would deliver the enemy unto their hand. My God, it is such a confidence to know that God has the enemy. God will call the enemy not to win a battle against us. And then when we began to look at that 12th verse of the 10th chapter of Joshua, and then it tells us, then thank Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorite before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. Look at God. Look at God. The man of God trusted in the Almighty God. Oh, he trusted God. And Joshua said, because I just believe that you need to know the power that God has given you. Joshua spoke, and he spoke that the sun would stand still. They had a battle that they were fighting, and that sun, they could see their enemy, and they were able to fight in the midst. So therefore, his request that the sun stood still, and the Lord God Almighty moved on Joshua's behalf, and the sun, the power, can't you feel it? Don't you see? Can't you imagine that the sun not going down, and the moon, it stays? My God, the power of God, they were able to command the sun through the Almighty God. It was the man of God. It was the charge. God had given him a charge. He knew he had a charge to keep and a God to glorify. He got and sent him against those five kings and the warriors for them to be defeated. God knew what he was going to do. God knew why, because he called Joshua. He knew that he could depend on Joshua to do the job that he had called him to do. Can God depend on you to do the job, to do what he had called you to do? I don't know what your name is today, you know, but I do know. Is your name John? Is your name Jonathan? What is your name? Is your name Paul? What is your name? Is your name Mary? Is your name Lydia? What is your name? Can God depend upon you to do all that you've called you to do? Is your name Robert? What is your name? God wants you to be able to trust him, to trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to thy own understanding in all thy ways, the word of God. Say, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. The sun stood still. In that 12th verse, let's read it again. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Jalal. And the sun, listen, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is it not this written in the book of Jasper? So the sun stood in the midst of heaven and haste not to go down before a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel. Don't you know that even as the Lord fought for Israel, God will fight for you. The battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God. And God is well able to fight every battle. He is able to fight every battle. I know that even when the men of God, even when Daniel was in the lion's den, he had to believe God. You know, Daniel had made up in his mind that he was going to trust God, that he was not going to bow down to man. You know, they could have stayed and they could have let the enemy come in and defeat them. But when God is on your side, when you know that you're serving the true and the living God, and when you know that God can do any and everything, see, that's what sometimes we need to settle in our mind, that God can do any and God can do everything. See, many times we depend upon man to fight the battle. Yes, I know that the Gibeon, when they had sent for Joshua, I know that they sent for him, but they sent for a man that knew God. They sent for somebody that trusted God. And that is the way that we need to know that we need to trust God. Yes, there are times that we're in bad situation, as Daniel was when he was in the lion's den, but he trusted God. He knew that he had to do what God's word had dictated to him to do, and he had to make a stand. He had to make a stand whether or not that he was going to bow down or he was going to trust God. Many people today are bowing down to the things of this world and the things because of the evil and wickedness. It seems like it's prevailing in our land. But you got to know that, again, that the battle does not belong to you. You got to know who battle this is. You can't make it your battle. It's God's battle. God never loses. God always wins. Look what he did. He caused the hailstorm. He caused it a hailstorm and destroyed these men that came, the enemy that came against his people. And the word of God let us know that more died with a hailstorm, that they whom the children of Israel had slew with the storm. We need to trust God. And there in the 15th verse, it say, and Joshua returned and all Israel with him unto the camp to Galilee, to Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makkedah. And it came and it was told Joshua, saying that the five kings are found hid in a cave at Makkedah. And Joshua said, roll a great stone before the mouth of the cave and set them by it for to keep them. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies and smite behind most of them. Suffer them not to enter into the cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, and the rest which remained of them entered into the fenced cities. I thank God for the word of God this morning. I thank God because he keeps proving himself every day, every hour, every minute of the day. Whatever you may be confronting today, I realize that the battle is God's battle. It is not my battle. It is God's battle. And I realize that no weapon that formed against me shall prosper. I realize that God is more than enough. You have to know within yourself, and you have to make this thing personal. A personal thing with you. Who is your God? Who you belong to? Because when you belong to God, I want you to know that you can be at peace. If you're hungry and you need food, God will feed you. Don't you realize, and don't, when you read in the Word of God, how when there was a famine and God had had his servant Elijah to speak unto Ahab and let him know that it wasn't going to rain until he said it was going to rain. And then when God had sent him by the brook and how God was going to have that brook there for Elijah to be able to drink of, and then he had the raven in order to bring him flesh and bread every day in order to sustain him. God took care of his man of God. I'm saying to you today that God is able to take care of you no matter what you may need. God is able to take care of you. He took care of Elijah. He took care of the man of God. And after the brook had dried up, God had sent him to the woman that was able to be able to bring forth even abundant seed in her life as well as in his. When your brook seems like it has dried up, you must look to God, who is the author and the finish of your faith. And you need to know Christ. You need to know him before things began to, even things happening into your life. You need to know the God that you serve, that you can call upon his name. In case you don't know his name is Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. The word of God says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. My God, we need to know that when you speak that name, the name of Jesus. When you know that name, when you know who Jesus is, when you have spent time with him, when you have walked with him, when you have talked with him, when you communicated with him in prayer, then I just believe that your relationship with him will grow and you will trust God even the more when you can know even before there are things in your life and there are needs in your life that you can go to the Father. I thank God for my father and I thank God for my mother that God has given me. I thank God for them. My father's name was Arthur and my mother's name was Fannie Mae. And I thank God for the both of my parents. And they took very good care of me and they took very good care of my sisters and my brothers. But they could never take care of me the way that God could take care of me and to sustain me. So I want you to know today, I don't know who is in your life that you are depending on, but you need to depend upon the Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. He is stable. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is your healer. I know that God is able to heal and to deliver. And I remember that there were times in my life when the enemy tried to take my life. I remember a time when there was a woman that had given me some poison, had given me something that the doctors didn't know how to cure me. And my mother had gone to a woman that knew God, and I believe that this woman knew God, and I believe that God had sent this my mother to this woman of God, because at that time, the Lord had to move and had to show my mother and my father greater things than the doctor. My mother was crying because she didn't know how her daughter was going to be healed. She didn't know because the doctors didn't know what to do. But I thank God that God had spoken to this woman of God. And through speaking to this woman of God, my mother was and my father was able to go back to the hospital. And at that time, when they'd gone back to the hospital, and I was only a small child, I was only maybe 8 or 9 years old, and yet I was there. My mother, my parents, when they got there, I was playing. I was healed miraculously because God had healed me. This woman did not mean it for my good. She was angry with my parents, and she tried to get back at my parents, and she did something to me, and the doctors could not do anything. But you know what? God, He is, and always will be my God, and he was the one that brought me out with a strong hand and with a stretched outcome. There's somebody out there today that need to know in the time of need, even with a king, that came against the men of God, the people of God. God fought battles for them. And whatever you may be going through, it may not be a natural war, but it can be a spiritual warfare. I want you to know that God, he will take care of you. Just trust and believe. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and you shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be open. He said if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, the word of God said that it shall be moved. And I want you to know today that you don't have to fear, that you can stand on God's word no matter how the enemy will send a type against you, against your family, against your someone that you love, against your finance, against your job, whatever it may be, that God is able to move on your behalf. We're getting ready to go before the throne of praise. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary McCoy, and we're getting ready to go, and we're getting ready to petition the Most High God, because we believe the Lord God Almighty. We are standing on His word. We are standing upon that solid rock. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we thank you, Lord God, for this broadcast today. We thank you, Lord God, for enabling us to reach thousands and tens of thousands for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord God, that we were able to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. I thank God because, Father, in the name of Jesus, today you let us know, God, through the word of God, how you're able, God, to fight every battle. You're able, God, to cause even the sun to stand still. Even as you, the man Joshua, Lord God, even in the battle, when they needed the sun to stand still, God, you called the sun to stand still for them and called the moon, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be saved. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, because even with that, Lord, from heaven, you called the hailstone to come down and slew the enemy. The more of them you slew with the hailstone than that, than the enemy that slew, God, with their sword. Father, you are great. I thank you for the greatness of these. God, there are men and women, God, that are listening to this broadcast, and they need to see the power of you, God, being manifested in their lives. God, they need to see the supernatural, God, being manifested, Lord God, today in their lives. Lord, I'm standing on your word. Lord, I'm standing on the promises of you. I'm standing on your word because your word says heaven and earth, they pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of thy word will fail. So, Lord, I ask you, God, is there sickness in their body? I pray even now for healing, God, to be manifested. If they've been given a bad report, Lord, I pray even now that healing would be manifested in their bodies. No matter what it was or what it is, Lord, healing, let healing, God, the name of Jesus, God, let it be manifested, Lord, from every city, God, those that are listening, Father, in every state, those that are hearing, God, your word, God, that you have sent today, Lord, even I speak it out of my mouth, Lord, healing, let it be healed right now, God, those that with schizophrenic, God, those that bipolar disease, I pray healing, God, that it be healed in Jesus' name, every mental disorder, Father, healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, every person that is experiencing problems with their spine, Lord, in the cervical area, Lord God, in the cervical spine, God, be healed in the name of Jesus, and Lord God, even in the lumbar area, healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, every area of their body, Lord, healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we decree and declare even now, and Father, those that are not saved today, but you said we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart, God, that God raised them from the dead, you said that they shall be saved. Lord, I pray even now that yes to your will and yes to your way. God, realizing, God, that you paid the price 2,000 years ago for our healing and for our deliverance. God, your word says, but God, so love the word you gave, this only begotten Son, that whosoever, there's many whosoever out there today, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Whosoever believeth in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Father, we claim them for the kingdom of God today. Save them, God, even now. Deliver them and to make them free. Open up their eyes and they'll see you even in a greater way. Father, we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, again, this has been the Hour of Power with Dr. Mary McCoy. We ask that you join with us on Wednesday of next week. And you, again, will hear the power from on high being manifested and the word of God being manifested today. God's word never changed. Same today, yesterday, today, and will be forever. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus.